Om Shanti. In the series of Power of Thought, today's 39th episode. This is the Avyakta Murli of 22nd March 1996. Avyakta Murli, 22nd March 1996. Majority of you allow weak thoughts to emerge in advance. I don't know if this will happen or not. These weak thoughts of yours don't allow you to become an embodiment of satisfaction, but they make you an embodiment of questions. Will it happen? Will it not happen? What will happen? I don't know if these thoughts become a wall and success gets hidden behind this wall. Your slogan is, one who has faith in the intellect is victorious. Is this the slogan of those who are 10 years in Gyan? Are you sure? Since this is the slogan of this time, not of the future, since this is the slogan for the present time, what should you remain at all times? Satisfied or full of questions? So Maya spreads a web of your own weak thoughts and you become trapped in your own web. Finish the web of weak thoughts with the awareness, I am victorious. Do not become trapped in it, but finish it. Do you have the power to finish it? Do not finish it gradually, but do it instantly. Do not allow this web to grow. Once you become trapped in this web, it is very difficult to come out of it. So this is the Avyakta Murli of 22nd March 1996. Baba is here talking about web of Maya. Maya spins a web and you get trapped in that web. This is the web of questions. Baba has said that it is not that only those who are in Gyan since 10 years should say, I am victorious soul. But this is the slogan of this time, of this age, of this entire period. So, you get trapped in this web of Maya. And once you are in this web, just as few days back, Baba had said in one of the Avyakta Murlis that each and every physical sense is like a spider's web. And you get trapped in it. Though this physical sense organ is very small, very tiny, but still it has a tendency, it has that great art of spinning that great web and you get trapped in that web. So the question here is, what are the different ways Maya traps us? What are the different ways in which a great Purusharthi soul, different ways in which a real effort maker is trapped, even though he is completely Gyani, he has all the knowledge he has, that soul has known various forms of Maya, but still he gets trapped. So what are those different ways in which Maya traps you? And especially those souls who are completely Dharana Yukta, those who are full of all the dharanas, those who have imbibed this knowledge, imbibed each and every dharana, in spite of all that, still, whilst walking on this path of intense effort, they get trapped. Before I tell you something about this, before you go into the discussion of this, I'll just like to begin with a very short story. There was a man who was a great devotee of God, but he was very much innocent, and his innocence used to make him a butt of laughter many times. So once he was traveling in a ship, it was a big ship, and there were many mischievous people in that boat, in that ship. So they started poking fun at him throughout the day. But that devotee or that man, that innocent man, he didn't say anything to them. He was just silent all the time. And it was evening time, and he sat down for prayer, and he closed his eyes. So all those mischievous people who were there, those boys who were there, and they enjoyed making fun of others. So they came and they took out their shoes and they start hitting on his head turn by turn, just for the sake of enjoyment. And he was just praying and praying. He wasn't saying anything, his eyes were closed. So all of a sudden, there comes a voice from heaven, from sky. And that voice says to that devotee, if you say, I will turn the boat upside down, just tell. There's a voice that comes from sky. If you say, I will overturn this boat, capsize this boat and the boat will get drowned, if you say. But that devotee keeps his eyes closed. He doesn't say anything. And those people, those mischievous people, they feel very bad. They feel repentant. And they feel that we have done something wrong. And this is a great man, this is a great saint. And they all fall down and bow down before him. And they start asking for forgiveness. And that man then closes his, opens his eyes. And then there is another Akashvani. There is another divine voice. And this time the voice says, before that voice says anything, the man opens his eyes and he looks towards the sky. And he tells to that voice, which is this voice that says that I will turn the boat upside down. It cannot be the voice of God. God will never say this. He says this. Okay. So after some time, there is yet another Akashvani, another divine voice. And that voice says, yes, you are right. The first voice was of the Satan. The first voice was of Maya. That was not me who was speaking. And the devotee says to that voice, because I knew that if you wanted to turn, you would have turned their intellects, not the boat. If the voice had said that I will turn their intellect, then I would have believed that this is the voice of the Lord. But what you said, I will turn this boat, I will drown this boat as a revenge. So God will never say like this. That voice says back, yes, my dear devotee, you are right. And one who recognizes the voice of Maya alone can recognize the voice of God. If you can recognize what is Maya, then only you can recognize what is God. That's what the voice says. It's other way around also. If you recognize God completely, you also recognize what is Maya. And that is the confusion everywhere. And that's how Sita in Ramayana got deceived. She felt when that Marich called out, Rama, Rama, she was hoodwinked. She felt as if this was the voice of her husband. But that was not the voice of her husband. So she took the voice of Ravan, or she took the voice of Maya as the voice of Ram. So that's how Maya plays. Maya tricks you. So it's very important to recognize which is the voice of God and which is the voice of Maya. Because Maya tries its level best to mimic God. So how the Maya traps you? Baba is saying Maya spins a web, and in that web you are caught unawares. And then you cry, and then you shout, and then you repent, and then you are in sorrow, and then you are miserable, and then you don't understand what to do and what not to do, and then you cry out, and then you beg even to Shiv Baba, and then you cry for help, and then you run from pillar to post. And that's what is the miserable state of even a Brahmin soul lands up in, such a stage of misery, of helplessness, of haplessness. So what are the different ways in Maya traps you? Arvind bhai, how does Maya traps a very great Purusharthi soul? By different attractions, by different attachments. In recent class we discussed about 84 different types of attachments. These are not just that we did one class and it is gone. We have to revise that each and every day. Not only those, there might be so many others. Probably we are attached to that. Those things. There might be some things, there might be some memories, there might be anything. There might be some thought, some emotion. There might be some imagination, some fantasy. We are attached to so many things. There might be some action, some fruit of some action. It could be anything. But we are attached. So because of those subtle and deep and abysmal attachments, we become miserable. So first is, Maya creates different forms of attachments. One. Second, how does Maya trap you? What are the ways, Purvi? Weakness. Weak thoughts. By creating weak thoughts, by creating thoughts of misery, by creating thoughts of helplessness, by creating thoughts of inferiority complex, by creating thoughts of guilt, by creating thoughts of self-victimization, we start playing the victim game. By creating thoughts of worthlessness, I am worthless. Nobody respects me. Nobody praises me. I don't know anything. I don't have any specialities. Underestimation of one's own worth and feeling too much. Feeling for everything. Lot of HSP. English, in psychology there is a terminology, HSP. HSP is a group of people, highly sensitive persons. HSP. So these HSP are very, very vulnerable. They are hurt by every small thing. They are hurt, they are traumatized, self-traumatized rather. So, these, by creating all these feelings, by creating such weaknesses, Maya traps you. Second, third, how does Maya trap you? Someone's? You get attracted. So that's in attractions. That's in attraction. We have said in A to Z, S. S, one of the S is specialities. In A to Z, one of the S is specialities. Next. That is another very important thing. See, in the path of spirituality, as you progress ahead, the first thing that comes to you is name and fame. And most of the spiritual people never realize this, that this itself is Maya. This itself is Maya, because as you progress spiritually, as the power of Brahmacharya grows, as you become conqueror of anger, as you get rid of jealousy and pride, as you get rid of many vices, and you feel you are progressing in God's love, in progressing in spirituality, gradually such a person, anywhere in anywhere in the whole world, such spiritualist would start sending out a fragrance and people would get attracted to that fragrance. But the very Maya is here is to get trapped in that name and form. And to think that, yes, I have become very great. To overestimate oneself. To overestimate one's spiritual progress. To overestimate one's spiritual caliber. That amounts that holier than thou attitude. In English it is known as holier than thou attitude. So that attitude comes. Like most of the gurus, their disciples start praising them, flattering them and what not. And they call them, you look like an incarnation of some Sai Baba or something like that. And they feel, really? Yeah, I am. It happens. They start feeling that their devotees start calling them incarnation or some rebirth of some great soul. So they start believing. And they want that people should say that. So that is a trap. Next, name and fame. Feelings. Maya? What is more powerful? Maya itself. Okay. So, how? There is a way Maya does that. Maya defeats you and keeps on defeating you repeatedly. And when you are, when there is a defeat in succession, then you feel powerless. Then you feel powerless, hopeless. Then you don't understand. You don't know what to do now. When you look at the souls, you find them doing good purushar, but you don't want to associate with them because you feel I am not worthy of even going in or joining that group. You come to that stage. Recently one sister, it's not a very great thing to tell, but I have to tell. One sister came in the OPD and she said, sometimes we feel ashamed to give 7-day course. Why? Because we are in so much stress and tension. How can we give 7-day course to people and tell them to get rid of stress and tension? We ourselves are in stress. So sometimes we feel ashamed. If some seeker comes and he says, I want to do 7-day course. So we can't, this is also a trap. This is also Maya's trap. This is a subtle trap. This is also a subtle bondage where you feel that I am not worth it. Okay, there is a stress, but that doesn't mean that you start giving such statements, sweeping statements, such blanket statements. These are very dangerous. Okay, so that is one. So Maya shows or Maya masquerades as a powerful person. Then, next, how Maya weaves a trap, spins a trap. Name and fame, attachments, Maya appearing powerful, food, that is comes in attachment, reverse intoxication about everything. Whatever, there is a very subtle ego about experience. I am more experienced, I am more mature. Ego of spiritual maturity, that itself is an ironical statement. Ego of spiritual maturity. You feel you have become spiritually matured, while the spiritual maturity means you don't know anything. You to come to this realization that I do not know anything. That is spiritual maturity. And this is in fact a spiritual immaturity. And this is in fact a self-deception, a hypocrisy. We are appearing as imposter, whom we are deceiving, self-deception. In Sunday's Murli Baba said, on outside they appear different, inside they are different. Split personality, such spiritual schizophrenia. So, you are different, but you show as somebody else. You are not that. In London, once, a new photography shop was opened. When the photography was initially discovered, a new photography shop was opened, and that photographer put a price list. First photo, 5 rupees. Second photo, 10 rupees. Third photo, 20 rupees. So very village, innocent and very simple person from village came to that shop and he saw one man and 3 different photographs. How it is possible? And different prices for the same photograph of the same person. He says, what is this? Just explain me. So the photographer explained. First photo is what you exactly are. That is the first photograph. 5 rupees, just 5 rupees. Second photograph, what you want to look like. That is the second photograph. If I give you, that is a 10 rupees. And 20 rupees, what people want you to see. People wants to see you like this. That is the third photograph. So he was saying, I would like to go for the first photograph. He said, you are the first person I am meeting. Everybody who comes here goes for the third photograph. How people wants to see me. And those who have less money than 20, then they go for at least second. But you are the first person who is going for the first photograph. One who wants to see as he is. That is the rarest thing in the world. So here we want to show off. We want to exhibit. This is known as split personality. Outside we are different, inside we are different. Outside yogi, inside bogi. And we want to keep this balance. Baba said, but this is not earning. This is not cooperating. But this is actually a deception. This is carrying weight. This is carrying bojh. This is that stage. So, this is also a Maya. Then, lust. Any other form of Maya. Any other way in Maya deceives a soul who does his Amrit Vela, who reads and hears Murli regularly, who does traffic control, who does evening yoga, who does Gyan churning, and who has very good chart of yoga. For that person, what is the form of Maya? I know everything. Yeah, that is fine. I know everything. The superiority complex, higher than, holier than thou attitude. I know everything. I know Gyan. I have good experience. I have knowledge. I have maturity. What else? Laziness. Yeah. This is a very subtle vice. Laziness. Laziness will come in a very subtle manner. Sloth. Laziness. Procrastination. Delaying things. You want to do it today, you would like to do it tomorrow. So, laziness. Anything else? Maya traps you, Sandeep? Subtle desires, okay. That is fame and all those things will come. Then, most important thing is to realize, to recognize Maya. This is Maya for me. Because Maya is different from different people. It is not the same Maya. It is different for different people. Because Maya is coming in with every time a different makeup. white color badge. Every time she comes with a different face, different countenance, different appearance, different different dresses, relations, okay, relationships. Weather. That comes in the W. W is weather, W is watch, and W is all the worldlies. So you prefer some particular weather. If this is weather is there, I can do good purushart. But if there is a rain, then I can't go out for churning. So my purushart suffers. So attachment to weather, that comes in attachment. We will take one class in English also on different forms of attachment. Om Shanti.